Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I, Danny Milliken, am here. More importantly, Joey Linderman is here.
Good morning, everybody.
Of the Linderman clan, the folks who make enchanted forests and enchanted gardens happen. Glad you're here.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here, as always.
Are you glad I'm here?
I mean, it's all right.
Okay, cool. Nice. Not bad. It could have been, no.
Yes, we're all glad you're here.
Fine.
Calm down.
Call in. 713-572-4610. Tommy, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Joey?
Good morning. I want to plant some color now that will last till September or so. Is it too early to plant something that will last that long?
It is a little bit early. Annuals don't like both cool weather and hot weather. So, that's why there are seasonals. We do have lots of perennials out now that will bloom from, say now through fall. Go dormant in the wintertime and then come back the following spring. So that sounds like, more up your alley. If you're able to wait, say, another 4 weeks or so, then 3 weeks, then more of the warm weather things will be out. Begonias, pintas, coleus, purslane, angelonia, things like that would bloom good for you all through the summer.
If I plant violas now, how long will they last?
Violas will go through mid to late spring. A lot of times you can get them to go through April, but that's about it. But, that's still a good amount of time, a couple of months. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call there, Tommy. 713-572-4610. Joey, you kind of mentioned the difference between annuals and perennials. From a landscape perspective, what do you see as kind of the big difference in using those two different types of plants?
Me personally, at my house in the front yard, I do annuals just because they're cleaner and, smaller, more compact, tidier, and require, less work or less maintenance, right? You plant them once and you pretty much don't deal with them until you're ready to take them out and replace them.
Yeah, they're simple.
Right. Perennials are going to get bigger. There's periods of time when they're not blooming, some of them, and then you have to, trim them occasionally, even through the growing season, and then definitely in early spring you need to cut them back. That way they put out lots of new growth for the spring, and that way they'll branch out and become fuller and fill in any of those bare spots that they developed during the course of the summer.
Gotcha. You don't have to replant them, but you do have to prune and weed around them,
right?
And stuff like that.
So they both have, some maintenance, but it's all a preference.
Okay, here's an analogy. Okay, so tell me how you like it. Okay, so maybe this is something people can kind of, when it comes to maintenance on annuals versus perennials, annuals, that's like changing the sheets of your bed. You're taking it all out and you're putting something else on. Right? Huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And perennials is like when you have to clean the sofa. It's like you can't really take it all apart. You have to clean it where it is. You have to, if the dog was on it, maybe you have to vacuum it before you clean it. Yeah?
That makes a little bit of sense.
Okay.
I wouldn't go 100% on it.
I feel like we nailed it. Or it's like carpet cleaning.
Maybe we'll work on that one.
We'll work on it. But you like the sheets one.
It's great.
Okay. That's great. So there we go. So that is a preference. I am more of a perennial person. But I also feel a lot of loyal to the plants I put in my ground. It's kind of funny. So if I have a bank of salvia, I want to take care of that bank of salvia. And for me, if I have a salvia, it's so easy. Lantana, if you have just an electric or gas-powered hedge trimmer, it's so easy to take care of.
Yeah, it's not, huge trouble or anything to trim them and do the maintenance on them.
But you're right. When it comes to a clean, tidy look, annuals really are a lot more simple.
Yeah.
So that's great thoughts. Great thoughts there. I like that. So one thing we teased back in the last hour was talking about being bold about planting veggies, seeding veggies, some stuff like that. So we're going to kind of hit that up as we go into the next break. Also, Dennis, we see you, and we'll definitely get to your call. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a few moments. Good morning. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We can help you with your container design, your landscape, freshening it up, adding beautiful flowers, and if you just want to improve your grass. If you're late on your planting, we still have plenty of pansies available. I think our customers come to Plants for All Seasons again and again because they have a good experience from the minute they walk in the door and see the selection to the load-up boy that loads them up with a smile on his face. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We're here to help you with all your lawn and garden solutions. The best way is if we can get our eyes on it. So take your pictures, bring your samples, and we'll help you come up with the best solution to your lawn and garden needs. We definitely help people become better gardeners by offering them the best products and the best plants for our area based on our knowledge of actually using and implementing what we sell. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. And now more with Joey and Danny.
713-572-4610. Joey Linderman here answering your gardening questions. And Dennis, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, guys. Enjoy your show. I was just curious about the sequence of events here. Like, should I'm going to aerate my lawn, then top dress it, and then fertilize it. So would it be aeration, top dressing, and then fertilizing?
That makes sense in that order. That's probably what I would do, but I don't know if it, you know, would make a whole lot of difference which order you do it in, but that's what I would do. That sounds about right. What do you think, Danny?
The short answer is yes.
It's pretty short.
But the longer answer is, what kind of fertilizer are you thinking about using?
Well, I've always used, believe it or not, the Scott stuff, and last year I used the organic stuff, and although it seemed to take a lot longer to get where I wanted to go, that's what I'm committed to now. So I went out to that Nature's Way. I got a bed full of the top dressing. I top dressed my lawn last year. I didn't aerate last year. And then I fertilized, and it all turned out pretty good. But I feel like my soil's really compacted. It's a new home. And so I was going to start this year by aeration and then do the compaction. I mean, the dressing and then the fertilizing.
Okay. You got a notepad?
I did. Well, I'm driving, but I
okay. Then we're going to say it afterwards, and you can kind of go back and listen to it. But I would wait till after the compost kind of goes away visually before I fertilized.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So do your aeration, do your top dressing while you still have open holes. That's great. But then wait to fertilize. If you are, and then another couple months goes by, use Humates Plus as a fertilizer. It'll fast track that loosening up of your soil.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate your time, and you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Dennis. What do you think? Whenever we have a pro on and I give some advice, I'm like, was that good?
That was good. Yeah, I mean that makes sense. It's only going to take a couple of weeks once the grass starts growing for that compost to
disappear.
Mix itself in.
Now, if you can think correctly about it, the top dressing, compost top dressing, it is adding life back to the soil. It is fertilizing, right? A lot of that microbial life is very nitrogen rich. And so by putting compost down, you're actually putting down quite a bit of compost. Quite a bit of nitrogen. In fact, I think you can think of it as 5 nitrogen when you put compost top dressing down. So you are fertilizing in a sense. And then the other thing is you're definitely adding minerals and kind of extended fertilizer. So following it right up with something like fertilizer is generally not your best bet. Now, what do you think about Dennis's thought? I mean, he's not doing it anymore, but putting a compost and then a chemical fertilizer down.
You're kind of negating the results of the compost, you know. But like he said, he's committed to the organic deal now.
Yeah,
so that's good. Yeah, you got to have that mindset and do it for a few years. And the more you do it, the less you have to do it.
Yes, that's right.
Because it does build the health of the soil long term.
Yeah, and I have this lawn that I love and I think is doing really well, and I don't compost top dress every single year. That's not like a yearly routine. And so I don't think it needs to be that way. I think you're really about resetting that soil life back to a healthy spot. And so that's there. I learned recently that when it rains, that rain charges the soil. And so nutrients move more and they bond to the roots better. So you see a boost in growth. Compost top dressing mimics that. And so you put it down and you kind of get a little bit of electric activity going in the soil. But that ionic bonding is what happens too with fertilizer. So if you fertilized a traditional chemical fertilizer right after a compost top dressing, it would bond with a lot of the soil and not just the roots. And so you would lose the benefit of the compost top dressing and the benefit of the chemical fertilizer. It's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying I'm throwing my money away? No, you're grinding it up and putting all over your yard. Yeah. All right, great. Great question, Dennis. Thanks so much for that question. All right. So you're kind of like, I know you're a bold vegetable gardener.
Bold.
But so, I mean, you read some of the books on vegetable gardening and they say put your tomatoes in like April 1st.
That's almost too late around here.
Right.
I mean, that's the tail end of it for sure.
That's straight up too late in my mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, this time of year, like, look at the long-term forecast. If it looks good, you can go ahead and do it in the next, couple of weeks. You are, risking, but you're risking a couple of bucks.
So yeah, that's exactly right.
But you're set to gain 2 or 3 weeks of growth.
Yeah, which is 2 or 3 weeks of tomatoes.
Right.
And you mentioned the bucket earlier. And in this early session, when the tomatoes are still small, it's really easy just to cover them with a classic plastic 5-gallon bucket.
Right. Yeah, that'll trap the heat in there. And, for a light freeze, it would be fine. For a frost, it would definitely take care of it.
Yeah.
So, if you got a couple of 5-gallon buckets around, it's going to get cold, just set it right over them. And
whenever I'm putting – I'm speaking of buckets. I mean, I use buckets a lot. So I make compost tea in buckets because there's a little kit you can buy with a lid that bubbles in there. So that's one way I make – do you guys sell those little kits? They're really nice little kits.
Mm-mm, I don't think we do.
I'll tell you the name of them later, but they're awesome little bitty kits. But they have a 5-gallon bucket. And then I will – if it rains, I like to put them out and catch some rainwater for compost tea brewing. And then, if I'm spreading out like MicroLife or humic acid or something like the Humates – I really like to put it in the bucket first because it just makes it so much easier to spread. And I can actually like count what I'm doing a little bit more easily. So I use buckets a lot. So anyway, I do. I use buckets pretty often. One of my favorite gardening tools.
It's a great story.
Thanks, Joey. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Mike, we see you and we'll definitely get you right when we return.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Don't forget, today is the Sugarland Home and Outdoor Living Show. You can see the newest ideas and products for updating your home, your garden, your outdoor kitchen, your pool, your veggie garden, your herb garden, all that stuff. There's going to be great advice, great products out there. And I'd love to see you there. I'll be there. So you can join me at the Sugarland Home and Outdoor Living Show. Going to be a lot of fun. It's at the Stafford Center today and tomorrow. And basically, we're talking kind of all day. So I won't be there all day. I'll be there today from noon to 3. So I'd love to answer your garden question. Tom will be there a little bit earlier than me. He'll be there through 1 o'clock. So you can chat with him because he's going to do a show live from there. So if you want to see what live radio looks like, you can get up there and watch Tom talking to a microphone. So, you know, handsome fella, should be good. But local experts, smart home tips, hundreds of new home improvement and garden improvement ideas. You can also save $2 off of admission. Go to Tom's website, homeshowradio.com. Follow the Sugarland Home and Garden Outdoor Living banner, and you'll save $2. Also, kids 12 and under free, as is parking for this show, which is kind of a great thing. Learn more. Go to texwoodshows.com. All right, 713-572-4610. Mike, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate you sharing your knowledge on this show. I listen to it whenever I can. It's very helpful.
Well, thanks, Mike.
My question is, a while back you talked about anybody who got through the Harvey storm, your soil's compacted. So I want to lay down some compost, and I wonder, is this as good a time of year as any to do that? And what's the difference between compost and mulch, and about how much should I lay down, about a quarter inch, and do I need to aerate the soil before I lay it down?
All great questions. Difference between compost and mulch, what you lay down in your lawn, you want something really fine so it settles into the blades of the grass. Mulch is, you know, a little chunkier, chippier, whatever-ier. It's too big, basically, and it's not well decomposed, so it's not going to, you know, provide the benefits that the compost will. So a good, fine compost, well-aged compost is what you need. As far as aerating, you can or you can't. Either way, wouldn't be a terrible idea, but if you didn't feel like dealing with it, then that's fine, too.
Or you're limited on time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're limited on time, you get a lot of benefits from just top dressing.
Right.
So – How thick a layer
do you need? About a quarter inch?
Yeah, quarter inch is about right. Yep.
All right, great. I appreciate the information again. Thanks very much.
You bet, Mike. 713-572-4610. Some questions we didn't really answer to Mike, but is now a good time? Is there a perfect time?
I would say in the next few weeks, you know, is the time.
Yeah. Nothing's going to activate your lawn better than this.
Right.
And so
today's not too early. In a few weeks is not too late.
Yeah, so. And it can't burn your lawn. So it's not like it's, you know, doing it when it's in fast growing season or dormant. It improves the soil. So that's also great all the time. So, but yeah, I do feel like that the beginning of the grass season is a really good time to do it. So I'm with you, now in the next couple weeks would be the ideal time. Also, uncompacting steps. Any other things that he can do to uncompact besides compost top dressing?
Using some of the MicroLife products, a lot of them are good, but, you know, those dormant microbes in there, when they get into the soil, they come to life and they'll, you know, break down those clay particles and work their way in there and improve the soil.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice job, Mike. I hope that helps a lot. And thanks for the compliments, you know. Joey loves hearing them.
It's what makes me live.
Not really.
That and all the other stuff I have to do.
Yeah, generally, and your joy for life and
yes,
your hope in the future. All right, 713-572-4610, your love for family. There's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot Joey's got going on.
Pretty much
for
the
him.
Compliments are at the bottom. Everything else is at the top.
But we do appreciate
it. I don't get
them.
Many of them, so thank you.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not going to give you any right now. Tyler, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on?
Let's see. I've got two simple questions for you. They may be kind of the dumb questions, but I had one. Before the growing season, should you go over the yard, you know, the kind of the dry winter grass right now with a rake to kind of thin stuff out a little bit prior to the growing season, pick up all the dead blades of grass and stuff like that?
It wouldn't be a bad idea to, you know, get some of that loose stuff out of there. But if it's not terribly thick, you know, it's probably decomposed by now, I would think. How much okay. do you have? Is it a terrible
amount?
Oh,
it's not a lot. Just in the drier areas, you know, of the grass. Just, you know, I didn't know if that was a good idea to kind of thin stuff out for the new grass to be able to grow in.
Yeah, you know, if there's not a whole lot, I wouldn't spend my time doing it probably. It'll work itself into the soil.
Because St. Augustine and Bermuda are not really known for their thatches. And that would be the concern is thatch. So if you're seeing thatch build up, you need to address your soil health because the soil life will be breaking down that thatch pretty quick. So sounds like a...
Nothing that serious. And then, you know, I've been following Randy's kind of fertilization schedule, which has been working really great. And I recently saw something that he's suggesting adding azomite with the trace elements and minerals to the yard. What time of year will do you guys suggest adding that?
I don't really know the schedule that much that you're talking about, but the azomite's a fine mineral, and basically it's inert minerals, and if you've got a healthy soil structure, a healthy soil life, then it will help a lot because a lot of times our lawn are totally bereft of minerals. They have almost none in there. And so it's a great thing to add. Now, I prefer the Nature's Way remineralizer because it actually has all the minerals, and especially the ones we need in our area. So, but the azomite, if you've already got it, and you can put it down, you know, any time. It's inert, so it's just going to settle into the soil and hopefully get used by the soil life. So it's a really great thing to do in conjunction with compost top dressing.
Perfect, guys. I appreciate the help. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Tyler. Thanks a lot, man. 713-572-4610. It is lawn activation season. So we're seeing a lot of new growth start to come up. If you haven't taken any steps to get your mower kind of assessed, I mean, one thing that Tyler could do is run his mower over the lawn, and that would really pull up a lot of that dry grass and then chop it up. So turn it into fertilizer, basically.
Yep.
So thanks so much for that call. Again, 713-572-4610. Joey Linderman here with me, Danny Milliken, on Home Show Garden Pros.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're back. And, man, veggie beds, lawns, all that stuff is being activated now. You're going to start seeing a lot of new annuals hitting the market, a lot of tomatoes hitting the market. It's a great time as you're planning for the spring and summer to take the guesswork out of your irrigation, right? So solve those irrigation problems that would haunt you if you didn't kind of get to them now. Call Mike Ball, Irrigation and Landscaping and Lighting. They're phenomenal. They are really – I love this company so much because the way they take a smart approach to watering. So their goal is 30% more efficient watering, water plants when the plants need it, not just because it's that time, but when they actually need it. So they also deliver the water where it's supposed to go, which is their roots. So they use drip irrigation. A lot of companies won't use drip irrigation. So drip irrigation puts water to the roots. It eliminates water runoff. They also use smart controls. So like you can do it to where you have controls on your phone. It can also kind of measure how much water is being evaporated or released by the plants, how much water is needed to actually put down, which is generally a lot less than you would think. So they set that up. They do inspections of your site. If you're a client of theirs, they'll come and make sure everything's going good. That's just part of it. And it's not like you have to get a whole new system. They retrofit. They repair old systems. So it's like you can get a new system, but with a repaired system and get it smarter. So the end result with this is less work for you, smaller water bills for you, and then healthier plants. It's a win, win, win. So give them a call, 713-816-5311, or just check out their website, mikeballirrigation.com.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond. We're waiting for your questions. Call on in at 713-572-4610.
That is right. And Terry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing good, doing good.
Okay, love the show like always. I put some leafy mold compost down all over my yard and stuff. I did that. I know it'd get in there really deep and really good.
Absolutely.
Danny, me and you talked about my citrus trees, and come to find out, it's the branches growing on the rootstock. So I guess I just need to pull those up, then's what I need to do. I hate to say that, but probably so, huh?
Yeah, or you can just cut them real low and mulch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like cut them back to as far as you can and then mulch it. So,
I mean, they're pretty low to the ground, but I remember you telling me, depending on what rootstock it is, it may be those sour oranges.
Cause yeah.
Every one of them has those thorns all over.
Man, I mean, if it's beneath the graph line, you take them off.
It's not below the grass line.
Graft. G-R-A-F-T.
Oh, graft.
Yeah.
It is below the graph line on every one of them.
You for sure want to take them off.
Okay. I don't need to pull the whole bush up is what I'm saying to
no.
replant?
Well, it depends. You know, you could have a few shoots coming up from below the graft, and then the other half of the tree is still there. So anything with those big thorns on it, you need to cut off. And if it's all big thorns, then, yeah, you need to take the whole tree out.
Okay. And then, of course, I have about 12 fruit citrus trees, apple trees, and everything I've been getting ready to plant. I'm thinking to restock my backyard and stuff, make sure that I have that little garden I have going on. This is the what am I trying to say? Anyway, apple trees, orange trees.
Hey, let me say this about apples real quick: is you want to you cannot plant apples low. You want them to be mounded. They will die pretty quickly if they're planted too low. That's just the urgency involved. Yeah.
And the avocados too. Also two avocados. Nice avocado trees growing pretty well. And then I had another question. I can't remember what it was. Goodness gracious. Oh, well. Oh, roses. Is there anything I need to do to my roses right now, my rose bushes or anything? I mean, they look pretty good and they look pretty healthy, but is there something I need to do?
Usually, you know, within the next couple of weeks here, you would want to trim them. The general rule of thumb is Valentine's Day, but give or take a week or two would be fine. But this is the time of year when you do a hard pruning on them. That'll make them branch out and become fuller, and the more branches, the more blooms they're going to have for this spring and summer.
All right, and one last question. I apologize. I just bought 10 crepe myrtle trees, so is there a certain way to plant those?
Crepe myrtles are pretty tough. You know, you want to plant them up high, maybe 2 inches higher than the existing bed or existing lawn area that you have, so that top layer of roots can get plenty of oxygen. You plant them, just like anything else, make sure there's no voids or air pockets in the hole when you're backfilling.
Right.
You know, keep them watered, and for the foreseeable future until they get established. They ought to be decently established by the time summer comes along, you know, planting them this early.
I think so. They're a pretty brutally tough tree, Terry. So that's they're a survivor. They're like the citrus. You know, they just do it.
Hey, Danny, can I say one thing or ask one more thing if you don't mind?
Go for it, man.
Somebody told me when I'm buying these trees and I take them out of the plastic, they're saying quit doing what I'm doing because I've been taking the roots and kind of splitting them and make the hole bigger. But somebody told me to take a hose and spray all that dirt off and then plant the roots out in the hole because it'll grow a lot better, gives them more room to grow. Is that true?
Go ahead, Joey.
Are you saying that? Yeah. So usually you would pull the plant out of the pot and loosen the roots with your fingers. Not necessarily washing any of the soil off or cutting it.
I think Joey and I both think that massaging it with your fingers and making sure you're reducing sort of the spiraling is perfectly good thing to do. So.
Okay, cause that's what I've always done in the past. It's worked for me, but somebody said their trees go so much better if not getting all that dirt off, but do it in the hole in the dirt, and then spread the roots out as you're putting it in the hole.
Yeah, so, hey, anyway, give it a go. Give it a go, you know.
Hey. Love your show, dude. Thanks a lot. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Terry. Great call by Terry. Loads of questions there. But yeah, it's kind of like I've always advocated growing bare root trees, especially fruit trees. And it sounds like that his friend is telling him to kind of go back to bare root.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, my feeling is if you don't plant it too low and you make sure that you're kind of activating the roots, you're going to have pretty fast growth.
Yeah, especially on crepe myrtles. They're, like you said, they're like a weed.
Yeah, almost any. That's great. Great. Thanks, Joey. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Winter in Houston means spring gardening is right around the corner. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Now's the time to prep your vegetable gardens and flower beds for spring. Start by adding soil amendments, including compost, manure, and mulches from quality suppliers like Nature's Way Resources, Landscaper's Pride, and The Ground Up. At Southwest Fertilizer, we got everything you need to be ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called it poke salad.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right, Joey Linderman, Danny Milliken, Home Show Garden Pros. Got a real pro here, Joey, doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
One of the companies that make all of this sort of a soil-first approach a lot easier is MicroLife. And, man, they are a great company for kind of being part of the activation of your lawn. And I think that, man, they're just regular old 624. The green bag is such an incredible product for lawn fertilizer. And it's a great thing to start. I mean, it's starting now. It feeds the lawn. It adds nutrients. It adds minerals. And on top of all that, it is inoculated. So it's actually going to add some of that life back. Now, a great thing to do now is using Humates Plus, and that's going to add a ton of carbon to your space. It's also going to open up the soil. So carbon is food, right? Just like it is for us and for our cars, it's food for these soil microbes. So it's great things to do. If you got any sort of disease control problems or you just want to stock yourself up, the MicroGrow Granular is such a phenomenal product for disease control. Really vastly improves the health of the plant and can actually outcompete a lot of diseases, especially root type diseases that could appear for you. So as you're activating your lawn, really starting to get back into the veggie gardening, MicroLife is an incredible company. Speaking of veggies, their MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers 846 is my go-to for veggie stuff. Better tasting fruit, bigger fruit, and just a healthier plant. So pretty awesome. MicroLife cannot burn your plants. It will not burn your plants. And the same thing that makes it not able to burn your plants makes it safe to use around you, your kids, and your pets. So for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, visit MicroLife at microlifefertilizer.com. 713-572-4610. Joey and I are here to answer your questions. We're going to keep that rolling. Sharon, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I just have a quick question. We were going to fertilize soon, and I just heard you talking about adding the compost. So which should I do first, the fertilizer or the compost?
So it's not critical either way, but if you had a choice, I would do the compost first. Let it soak in for a week or two and make full contact with the soil, and then you can go ahead and fertilize.
Okay, that's great information. Hey, that's what I needed.
Sharon, what type of fertilizer are y'all planning on using?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really know. What do you recommend?
I personally, at my house, use MicroLife organic fertilizers just for the simple fact that it has long-term benefits that'll build the health of the soil long-term. There's other high nitrogen type fertilizers that people put out this time of year, like the nitrophos fertilizers. It's not the end of the world if you're using those. A lot of people use them. So those are the two options that I would go with. Some sort of high nitrogen fertilizer to kickstart the grass and get it growing.
But a lot of companies that you could buy at some of the big box stores really aren't going to be very good to use alongside compost top dressing. So the ones Joey recommended, I would stick with those, either of those two kind of brands. And I'm using MicroLife in my lawn and my veggie bed, and it kind of helps me a lot by doing that. So definitely wait till the compost goes away.
Okay, I made a note of that. I'll take care of it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. We do love MicroLife on this show.
Yes, we do.
All right, 713-572-4610. Carl, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, howdy. I have a lawn question. I have several depressions in my yard from where I removed some trees and a lot of just general unevenness on the grade. I want to fill in a lot of that stuff and maybe top off the yard itself, both front and back. What should I use?
As far as top dressing your lawn, I would use some sort of fine compost. Leaf mold compost from Nature's Way works great. There's also things like the cotton burr compost, which is fine enough that will settle into the blades of the grass.
Okay.
So on the depression space, really you want something a little more kind of coarser, minerally to kind of feel depressions, but one thing that's happening is that your tree's roots are still decaying. And so that is going to keep changing. You can speed up that process by compost top dressing. So my recommendation, and along with Joey's thoughts just now, is that you compost top dress first, activate that soil, get that living, get that sped up, and then focus on using a divot mix or even a good sand or topsoil.
How deep are those depressions?
Not very deep, but, you know, when you cut the yard, you can tell, and, you know, when you walk through it, you can feel the depressions, because I feel them in from time to time.
Right.
Yeah. You might want to add, you know, an inch or so here and there instead of, you know, if it's, say, 3 or 4 inches deep, you might not want to do all 3 or 4 inches at one time. That way the grass can continue to grow up through it. If you put 4 inches of soil on top of grass, it's probably going to kill it.
But yeah, Carl, okay. You're still dealing with root decay. And so until you kind of expedite the process through biological means, you're still going to have a changing situation where you fill it and all of a sudden it's empty again, or the depression moved over a couple feet. You know, that'll still happen as the roots decay. So definitely get in there with some compost first and then come back.
Now, the compost top dressing, does it come in bulk? Can I get it in bulk?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you can get that compost at Nature's Way, the leaf mold compost, you know, in Conroe.
Yeah, and you guys sell bulk, right?
We don't have bulk compost.
Okay. So, yeah, most of the compost companies, if you go straight to them, sell bulk. And Nature's Way Resources has a fine screen that's perfect for lawns.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. Good questions. People got good questions out there. So appreciate all the calls today. We're going to keep that rolling when we get back from this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Mike Ball, Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. Joey Linderman here with me from Enchanted Gardens.
And glad to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, man. Like that visor, too.
Never comes off.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so we're here answering gardening questions, talking about gardening, hopefully helping you out. This is, you know, it's a busy show, but it's a busy time of year. And I'm really actually proud of everybody because it's really great to start thinking about the big spring impact, the lawn impact, what to do in the veggie garden now in January for when the real growing season's kind of hit us in late February.
Yep, that's right. Planning for the future. That's what it's all about.
So I feel so proud of you guys, and I think it's really great. And we're going to keep on answering questions. 713-572-4610. Russell, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, good. Thanks.
A few weeks ago, we talked, and I said I was going to get rid of some of my sod and put wildflowers down. And you suggested that I put, like, a couple inches of compost.
Yeah.
And then wait 3 weeks and then come plant it. So I went to the soil yard, and then I went there, and they sold me cotton. They said, oh, cotton burr is great stuff. So I bought that. I put, like, maybe an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches of that all over my where I removed the sod, and it was really, really fluffy. I mean, like, really, really light. Yeah. And I was like, well, I can't plant anything on this. So I came back, and I put MicroLife compost dirt on top of it. And so I did, like, 4 yards of that on top of that. But it was really spongy when it rained. Should I worry about that? Because I guess I should have just went with compost and been done with it, because I don't know anything about cotton burr, but he sold it to me as, like, this is some really good stuff. So hopefully it is. But I feel like it's so light that it's made the grass kind of, the soil that I put down kind of spongy.
It should be fine. You know, as it decomposes, it'll work itself into your existing soil. You know, wildflowers, they're tough as nails. They grow with no care. So I bet they'll germinate in there. I wouldn't worry about it. And as that soil or compost decomposes even more, then it's going to be fine.
Another nice thing is that if it's keeping moisture in there, that's what seeds need to germinate. And then that fresh moisture will be great for them to grow past their seed stage, past the two-leaf cotyledon stage. And then they'll use a bunch of the water to grow. And so okay. I don't think you're looking at a long-term problem. I actually think you're looking at a short-term opportunity.
Okay, great. Other thing is I planted all the seeds on top of this, and I put them in the, you know, I put them in the ground pretty well, and then we had tons of rain. I'm looking at it, and there's like little rivers that went all through this area that I did.
Right, yeah. So
I don't know where the seeds, you know, where they ended up at. Should I think about, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to get out of this now, because I see like it moved all over the place. Some parts was a little bit higher, so it didn't really move much. But when do I start saying, okay, let's reseed this over again?
Yeah, I might take a little different approach, and that is to get some established plants and kind of put them in your bare patches, because that'll mean next time it rains, you'll have something that holds the water, the soil in place if we have a rain soon. So, you know, you're talking maybe like 10, something like that, echinacea or coneflower.
You
know, maybe muley grass, things like that to pop in there. And that'll keep everything kind of in place, and you'll get some root growth also. So that's what I would do instead of reseeding is
All right, so I'll just let it go and see what happens. So I got my phase two part of this.
Well, I'm suggesting you maybe plant some plants, not just let it go.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna let this see what's gonna do in the next couple of weeks, and then I'll go to like a native plant society, whatever, and get all the local native plants.
That's a great idea.
So I want to see what pops up first before I start digging holes.
Yeah, you'll know where your gaps are. I got you. My bad. Yeah, got you.
Yeah. So I when I did this, I removed like a couple thousand, my 1,800 square feet of sod. So the second part that I'm going to do this, I don't want to have the same situation where it's kind of spongy, but I do want to get the seeds in pretty quick. So I removed all the sod. What should I do? If I wanted to do it in the next couple of days, what should I do? Should I put more of that compost burr?
Yeah, just go to Nature's Way Resources, get their leaf mold. You don't need the fine ground. You want a little bit coarser ground, whatever coarsest ground you can get, basically. They have a planting mix that's some sand, some that. And so that's what you want to get is their planting mix. And so it's going to be sharp sand and compost, and it'll be ready to plant in. So
immediate once it's in. Okay.
Yeah, but that's just Nature's Way Resources, the big thing there.
I know. I'm familiar with them.
We kind of encourage people to use cotton burr compost as like fertilizer, kind of like in small amounts as planting acid-loving plants, things like that, that kind of will want that stuff. So
okay, and I do have some of the MicroLife, what's the name, the stuff that breaks up the dirt?
Yeah, Humates.
Humates, should I put that down?
Sure, yeah, put that down before, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. One last question. I know you were about keeping the fire ants. They have their purpose and all that stuff. But I want to get rid of these fire ants. and I don't put chemicals in my property.
Mm.
So what do I do? I mean, those baits, will they be harmful to?
So Advion is the best bait I've ever seen. Advion. I'm not sure if it's available for retail purchasing, but it works really great. Now you can just stir them with a stick till you see the eggs, and the nest will move, and you can kind of chase them off of your property into your neighbor's property.
Mike on 3 acres.
Oh well, then you so go. Wanna, like, that'll be a lot of chasing. Yeah, so that's impossible because
okay.
each fire ant nest will have up to 6 to 9 queens, right? And so
okay.
every time you put down the same bait, it's going to be less effective. So
yeah,
but Advion is kind of far and away the best bait.
Okay, I will try that out. All right, I appreciate you.
No, thank you, Russell. Great, a lot of good questions.
Yep.
You know, it's like the deeper you get into gardening, and then you know he's expanding it to wildlife gardening, to really trying to focus on good native plants. Like it, you know, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, he's doing a big area, 1,800 square feet. That's pretty good chunk.
No, I love it. I love him doing it. When it's done, it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah,
and Russell,
cool.
I want to see a lot of pictures. So today you've got John Panzarella coming in.
That's right.
And he's teaching a class about citrus.
Yep, all about citrus.
What are the times kind of he's coming by there?
He is going to be at Enchanted Forest at 10 a.m. and he's going to be at Enchanted Gardens at 2 p.m.
Awesome. So great, great presenter, really knowledgeable dude.
Yeah, and he loves to stay around after the talk and you know, answer any additional questions. And like I said, he usually brings some fruit for people to sample. So you
yeah.
can actually tell what it's going to taste like before you buy a tree.
And that is such a gift because people will get something like, that's fine. So, but you want something that you love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For 3 generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We've got some great programs coming up for early spring. This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest. The first one is next weekend, next Saturday, February 1st at 11 a.m., Going Organic, Mythbusters 101 with Greg Cooper of Microlife. We hope you'll join us for this informative lecture, Healthy Soils, Healthy Plants, Healthy People. We're just kicking off the gardening season. We're starting to get in a lot of fantastic plants. We got in a beautiful shipment of house plants and indoor tropicals. We have some really fun and exotic plants that are hard to find. So come on in to check those out. We also got in a beautiful shipment of citrus and fruit trees. We have lots of information that we can share with you. Your orchard awaits. We're starting to get in some beautiful early spring plants. We have things like osteospermums. We've got stock and beautiful cyclamen, lobelia, and some of your other favorites to get your spring garden started. To learn more about what's growing on at Warren's, check out our Facebook page and our Instagram, and you can go directly to our events page to get information about upcoming events and lectures. For more inspiration and ideas, check out our Pinterest page. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive in beautiful Kingwood. And now back to more of your gardening questions and answers with Joey and Danny.
We are doing that same thing, answering gardening questions. So, Karen, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Karen.
How do I discourage passing dogs from peeing in the same spot in my grass along the street? It's creating, like, dead patches in my grass.
Well, that's no good.
No.
That's a fine question. I don't know if I have the best answer in the world, but Danny looks like he has a good one.
Karen, one time I was flying, and I was looking through that magazine, Sky Mall. You know that
uh-huh.
magazine that's like has the weirdest things in it. and they actually make a brick that attracts dogs to pee on it. And so if you can kind of devote part of your – between the sidewalk and the road, like maybe to a gravel space or that's a little drier space, and you can put this brick there, they'll always pee by the brick. They won't pee all over the place.
Ah.
And so it's like you can get – and I think it's called like, you know, doggy brick or something like that. Like it's got a pretty basic name. But it's like that's something, and I installed these for clients multiple times where their dog was peeing in the yard, and you know some dogs pee in the same spot and just kind of make constant dead spots, and so they could this way you can choose where the dogs pee and you can strategize around that with gravel or cactus or whatever you want to do. So yeah, that's the best advice I've got. I mean, it's hard to control animals that any animals, I guess, it's hard to control.
Yeah, and it's just a constant spot, several kind of spots right along the street where the blades of grass are all dying. I'll try that. I'll just rake up the thatch and fill it in with gravel.
Yeah, and one tough thing is that in those kind of patches by the street is where you get chinch bugs also. And so if you have a dead spot, the chinch bugs are going to prefer that space. And so figuring out a way to make sure that's pretty wet, and I would throw some compost down any dead spots you've got to kind of recover the grass and remove the smell. And that will also prevent dogs from really wanting to go on it because they're just smelling the other dog's pee and they're peeing on that pee.
Yeah, they all stop there.
Yeah, yeah. So you can control where they go with one of these little bricks, or two of them maybe even is more powerful. So.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, dog pee bricks, bricks to pee on, doggy bricks, you know, something like that. Thanks, Karen, for the call. Great question. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in our lawn that we have to, like, respond to. And it's really important that you walk around your space and are aware of your space. So appreciate all the callers today. We had a great time. Joey Linderman was here for full 2 hours, really stuck it out.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. Always enjoy it.
No, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for having me. Shoot. All right. Well, that was Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.